systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, August 12th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for checking out Space Madness.
Space Madness.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
God, I love
that
show.
It was so amazing.
Loved it. Right. This is episode 231.
Yes, it
is. One more episode closer. To that 250 number.
Yeah.
Live show September 25th here. In case you didn't know, thejamhole.com/250. 250.
250.
That has all the info. That has the map. That has the fucking poster. That has all the shit. Everything you need to know about what we're doing September 25th.
That's 25th.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
It's there.
Got it.
Sounding pretty promising.
It is. I'm starting to get really excited about it. Like the last month. You know, I was like, all right, you know, we're going to have a live taping.
We still don't have
a
venue. We have no idea what we're
doing.
Right,
and I was totally not really worried about it
That's
too much. But now that I know that people are coming, people are flying in, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's not just going to be me and Matt standing there with our thumbs up our asses, you know? And I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, there's going to be people here. And more people are asking me about it at work, especially wearing the Jam Hole hoodie today. Holy shit, dude. I got, like, raided. Like, I felt, like, mentally raped out there. I was like, okay, thejamhole.com. Jamhole.com/forums.com/fucking
yeah,
MySpace.
We need some business cards. I'll do that as soon as I have a minute.
It was so great, though.
Because at
so
first,
cool.
I was kind of worried because of where we're at. We're not in New York. We're
me
not
too.
In California. We don't have millions of people that are, like, right here that we have access to.
Right.
You know, we have a few hundred thousand, but out of those, I mean, really.
Yeah, they're really not really here at all.
But the more now I'm out there and I'm handing out posters and telling people about it, I'm almost starting to think I hope we have enough room for
yeah, these
people.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm worried about, too.
So,
I'm so excited
I mean, Anna's,
about it.
Anna's is a big place.
We can fit quite a few people in there.
That's the plan.
And
standing room only. Let's sell this motherfucker out. I mean,
right.
It's free admission, but, you know, let's sell it the fuck out.
Sell it the fuck out. I just hope that, like, I think we can fit at least, like, 60 people in there.
So the salt guy, Ryan, he's been on the show before. If you remember, he's dating a girl who had an ex that wasn't being very nice, and, you know, we took care of that or whatever. So he's been helping me out quite a bit with this, passing out flyers and everything. And he said he actually got on the radio today to talk about it. I don't
nice.
Know how. It's the Edge, the AM600, which is the...
Oh, cool. That's like the little junkie station around
well,
here.
Well, it's all talk now. And he called into some talk show and
oh.
explained to them what a podcast was and that we're doing this and all
oh,
that.
Wow.
And mentioned the live show. So that was pretty cool. But
I wish that they recorded their shit and posted it kind of like we do so
I
could hear it.
The Edge was a podcast and not a fucking AM600 radio station.
Right.
But no, that is pretty cool. And that's the radio station that we used to do the techno show on, me and our friend Mike from Whitefish.
Yeah.
The our old computer geek guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where me and Holly met, was at that radio station. And
man.
Then it went from being, you know, cool music, punk and metal and our techno show every Wednesday to just being all talk. And the guy that runs it was getting into some trouble about land rights and where his shit can be and gardener's auction. I don't know. It's a whole big to-do, but that's pretty cool that he got it mentioned on the radio. Not sure, you know, however.
That's super cool.
Yeah, not
that broadcast to quite a few young people around in this
well,
town.
Well, and that's why I don't know how many people really listen to it now that it's all talk. And out of those people, I don't know what the demographic is. It's probably
yeah.
all old people that are like, yeah, we love Rush. Bush is still president, right? Ah, I just pooped my pants. Damn it.
No, but you know what? Well, with me working at Teletech, and they employ, you know, anywhere in between 300 and 500 employees at
a time.
It's a
good place to have. They're all on computers
and
stuff.
Yes, they are. They're all literate about stuff.
They all hate their lives and wish they had something to help kill time.
And they do. All of them, most of them, love comedy talk shows.
Of course, anything to get away from my drab, awful, meaningless existence of, hi, how may I help you?
A lot of people drive here from Polson, which is, you know, quite a ways away.
Right.
And they like to listen to stuff on the way here and back.
That's where I was today.
And so today I went in and it's fucking freezing in the classroom. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not bringing my little fucking flimsy ass sweater. I'm bringing my fucking jam hole hoodie because it's warm.
That's right.
You know, and I go in and I'm wearing that and people just fucking like seriously mentally raped me. They're like, what's the website? Do you guys have a forums? Okay, can I get you guys here? All right, what's another website I can get you guys at? And how do I get the show? And what's another way to get the show? Because I don't have iTunes. No, not even kidding, dude. Wow. Seriously, people were just up my ass for it. And it's so cool. I mean, like, I'm like, you know what? I'm a part of this shit.
Up my ass.
Okay, if you want...
Sorry.
And I'm telling them about the 250 show, and they're like, oh man, this is so cool.
Just
where's
be
it
like,
going to be at?
It's called Jam Hole Church. It'll be here at this time. Be there. That's
well,
all.
It was just so amazing.
Leave me the fuck
that
alone.
Just because of telling a couple people about it in like the first day and then wearing the hoodie
yep,
the next
that's how it spreads.
4 days away or whatever.
You got to make them see it three times, I figure.
Yeah, people just came up to
we
me
did the
and
stickers.
Were like, wow, I want to see this. I want to know the correct website to go
it's
to.
It's because there's stickers there that someone put
yep.
up. And then they
and
see
like,
the posters.
And they're like, I've seen these all over the place. What
and
is
that's
this?
Once, and then twice with the posters and, you know, people wearing the shirts around.
Three times with my fucking hoodie.
And then
hoodie.
Three times when you rolled in there with the fucking hoodie of it on. And they're
yeah,
like,
and they're like
oh,
what is
I
that?
Have to know what that is. Fuck.
I know. And it's so crazy.
That's
they're
advertising.
Like, what is this? And I'm like, well, I tell them what it is. And they're like, oh, that's cool. You know, what kind of affiliation do you have with it? I'm like, I'm the co-host. And they're like, oh, shit, really? And blah, blah, blah. And dude, seriously?
I'm fucking the host.
I almost got
it's
my
no
asshole
big,
licked.
No
it was
deal.
Crazy. For real.
Good for you.
For real.
I almost got laid because of it. It's fine. So, enough jerking ourselves off.
It was super cool, though. And like I said, remember I was talking to you about the guys that I had seen that are working with me now that used to work with my crackhead ex?
Yeah.
Right? Vinny and his brother, I can't remember his name. I think it's Nick.
It's fine. Okay.
But they're super stoked about it. I let him listen to episode 230, and he went home and, like, talked about it stuff with his brother and all this crap, and he's like, I got to go show my dad this and all this crap. It's so cool.
That's
he's
good.
Super
if,
excited.
And if you guys are listening, thanks for, you know, listening and being
he
interested
in this. He will eventually listen. I'm there
was
sure.
There was a few places I did actually get a chance to go to today after my Polson route, and I just kind of wanted to mention them and thank them for putting our flyers up there and for, you know, generally being cool and seeing, you know, at least pretending like they're interested in. Mm-hmm. The Temple Decor, where I got all of my tattoo stuff done at. They
nice.
They put some flyers up
except
there.
Except for the lizard thing on you.
Right, that was done in Vegas. But right. Urban Skate Shop, he said he might send a few people down there to check it out, so that'd be
nice.
Cool. And then Spirit Skate Shop, which is the other one, which is weird because when I was growing up and I was skateboarding and shit like that before I got old and frail, there was, like, one skate shop, and it was Wheaton's, and that was it. There was no skate park. There was no nothing. It was, like, you were run out of every place you went to, and now the town is, like, being more, you know, accepting to kids their skateboarding, which is cool to see.
Yeah,
there's
really
a whole
cool.
skate park at Woodland Park now, and it's cement and nice. And
yeah.
It's you're not, like...
Like, I was here before that
right
was
away.
There, and then it started being built after, like, the second year I was here. And then I moved away for a while.
So the heads
yeah.
up, I went to the fucking head shop.
Oh, did you?
Excuse my face. And apparently they have jam hole stickers there, which
nice.
Thanks whoever brought those. That was probably Braden, I think. So probably. I showed him the poster and they're like, oh, right on. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. When
nice,
is it? This
nice.
And that. So we might have them there, and they put up some posters. So, yeah, it looks like everyone, and that was my what I was worried about is, like, locally, how no one knows what a podcast is. If they do, they associate it with churches, mm-hmm. because churches, you know, broadcast their sermon that way. So it's cool to see the interest.
And when I even mention a radio, like an internet radio show, they're like, can I get it on the actual radio? I'm like, no, you can go here.
Yeah, you can if you put it on your iPod and get an FM transmitter. That's what I do. I tune my FM transmitter my truck to a popular station. And then when I'm in traffic, sometimes you'll hear it and you'll know, and people will be like, What the hell is
going on?
It's so awesome.
I know a buddy was driving behind me, and he tuned into my station just to listen to what I was listening to.
Yeah, every now and then.
Freaked me out, because he pulled up. He's like, dude, were you listening to, like, Metallica, and then, like, Pearl Jam, and then, like, this? And I'm like, yeah,
Every now and then, when me and the salt guy go up to pulse it, if we're close enough, he'll just listen to whatever I'm listening to on my iPod.
Nice.
It'll carry, you know, a good 50 feet or whatever. It's kind of cool.
As long as they're behind you, you're pretty cool. So,
yeah, should be a good time. The Jam Hold .com/250. You can get all the info there if you're not a member of the forums, or thejamhole.com/Facebook. It's a free show. You gotta buy the alcohol and whatever else. But yeah, Ward might come up from the Basement Boys without
super excited.
Sans children. Super excited. I was kind of hoping he would bring the children so I could put them on a microphone and talk to them about how awful of a father Ward is, about how he spends all his free time with his podcast
Daddy
and not raising his children. No, I'm sure he's a fine parent.
Obviously, yeah. He seemed pretty cool on the phone. He was like, no, I'm totally clean around the kids.
So I finally dusted out the computers while you were gone yesterday.
Was there anything dead in there?
No, not anything in particular. A lot of
body limbs?
Skin cells.
Was there rats?
Cat hair.
Spiders?
More skin cells.
Bees?
No. A lot of gnats.
Did you find any of my hidden body parts I've been trying to hide from you?
No.
No, okay, because I'll just put those in the back then.
I see. I'm not even going to read it now.
What?
26 leaves feedback, right? Thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit there. We read it on the show. And then I see it. I'm like, okay, as soon as I get a chance, you know, I'll read it. And then I see in the chat, hey, check the feedback. And I see it. I'm like, okay, I see it. That's fine. And then I just see my phone lights up, and it's a direct Twitter message from him that says, check the feedback.
What an F.
Like, hey, I'll get to it. Chill.
We're trying to run something here. I don't know if you know that or not.
26 says, Danny should have said, suck on my dick and lick my asshole too. Two Live Crew style to school these fools. Thank you.
Thank you, 26, for that insightful
input. I want you to, I know, right? All that, like, three different messages next time someone asks you about the show, you tell them, suck my dick and lick my asshole, too.
No, you know what? I'm going to fucking tell them, hey, this is, dude, it's seriously like the job that I'm working for right now. I'm going to be polite. I'm going to be courteous. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to fucking try and promote this shit. Here's where you get it. I'll make it fucking easy. I'll talk retarded to you. Whatever. I'm going to get you an easy way to get our show.
It doesn't get any easier than that. Well,
seriously, like when people come up and talk to you about this, you're not just going to be like, fuck you. I don't like you. I don't want you listening to my show.
Yeah, well, you know, some people, I give them a flyer. I'm like, this isn't particularly for you, but if you could hang it up in the window for other people to see, because you're an idiot, and I don't want you listening
when
to it.
When people come to you and inquire about it,
I'm like, we talk and record it. It's really stupid. I don't even know why you're asking about it.
But I kick them in the nuts. When they talk to me about it and they come and ask me about it, I want to tell them the gist of it, explain what a podcast is. And this is almost like a recording to me, kind of like, thank you for calling Bank of America. This is Danny. How can I help you today? You know, type of shit like that. It's like, you know, thank you for looking up the Jam Hole. How can I help you today? Where would you like to go? I can navigate you through this. What would you like to know about us? What do you know about
podcasts? How much crack have you smoked today?
None.
Are you all right?
I'm totally fine. I actually feel better today than I have in the last month.
Who won some money gambling today?
This chick right here. Right here. Hey, this bitch. Are you? Excuse me.
Awesome.
I got you a rock star.
Cheers,
and
fuck
beer.
Face.
Fucking cheers, fuckface. Think. No, this chick right here. awesome.
This chick right here, nigga.
This chick right here, nigga. No,
so,
but it's sorry. But it's
I got
super
a few
cool.
comments when I was Derek says it's a fucking podcast. Fucking look it up.
Not a lot of seriously, dude. What, in Montana, right. A lot of people are uneducated about this. Even if they're
no, I know it's Montana. Nobody knows what a fucking podcast is.
Yeah,
and that's why it's awesome that when you tell them about, it, they show interest and they think it's cool that you're the one doing it.
It's
I'm glad we
cool.
were the first ones doing it, and
absolutely
the only ones doing it here. Yeah. You know, if there was like someone else doing it, like say
like
if,
good.
Let's say if know? Someone else started a podcast first and only did it like. Oh, I don't know, one episode every couple of weeks. Sound quality was awful. The content was awful. Very boring person. Just nothing you'd want to listen to. Like, if that was what people around here thought a podcast was, and then we came along and we were like, hey, we do a podcast. They're like, oh, a podcast? Those suck.
Yeah.
Like, no, we were the ones that did it first and probably the only ones.
And
now
so
they're
seriously,
like...
seriously, when people hear about a podcast for the first time and they go and look us up...
on the map. Us.
Well, when they go and look us up for
not
the first
Obama.
Time, not knowing about a podcast, when they look it up, they're going to be like, oh, man, this is super cool. You know, I'm going to look up some more shit, and they might get into this sort of view, kissing the girl and blah, blah, blah and stuff because of us, because we're actually putting this state on the map for podcasting and telling people what it is and not just saying, we run a church podcast. you know,
we're a church. But seriously,
we
I
love
am.
God.
For the September 25th show, I will have, if you guys have seen the Skull Church things, it's like they basically ripped off the Skull Candy headphones logo
kind
and
of.
Then put the word church next to it. And they're fucking everywhere around here. And it's for the Fresh
on
Life
every
Church.
Goddamn
and
car.
Let me tell you something. Every bulletin board I put our poster on, if I see one
Do
for
you
Skull
put it
Church,
over the Skull
no,
Church?
I fucking take it down and throw it in the trash. Fuck those fuckers. You hear me, Levi Lusco? Fuck you.
Levi Lusco.
It's his name. He's such a douche. Did you see the posters? It's like him in this dark, with his hair, just looking like, God.
God.
You know you want. Like, fuck
Fucking
you.
Fucking get a piece of
fuck
this.
Fuck you. I hate
Some
you so bad.
Bullshit.
But anyway, for the September 25th show, I'm going to have a bunch of, it's going to be the Jam Hole logo and the word church. And it's going to look, you know,
nice.
Like that. But
nice.
not the shitty quality stickers, the ones we got
you know,
a whole bunch of. I'm just
wait,
gonna
wait,
get
wait.
Like 100 of the nice vinyl ones.
This is a cool idea, and I don't know if I should
jam
spit
hole,
on the show or
no,
not.
No, shh, Jam Hole Church, holla.
Wait. I had a really cool idea, and I want to share it with you.
Well, now is not the time. What? Copyright.
You know the awesome new logo that you designed that you have not shown to anyone yet, right?
Oh yeah, people have seen it. But
well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, you made that right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was thinking if we got at least 20 shirts. Made with that logo on it that said the Jam Hole Church.
That'd be awesome.
You know, and just gave them out at the 250 show.
Derek says, I picture that guy as a pedo like Swayze and Donnie Darko.
Nice.
That's totally what he looks like. Often find, you could probably go to freshlifechurch.org and find a picture of him. And he has a Twitter.
Yeah.
He's a
But if we do that and use that new logo and put the Jam Hole Church on it and stuff and just hand out maybe even 10 of those at the live show, like have like a kind of cool contest or
for all the
while
local
we're there.
People that came.
Yeah, the local people or people who flew out or drove out or whatever. Just Good. Something cool, like a cool incentive, because I think that logo is sweet shit.
Well, we'll have some cool stuff regardless. So, oh, yeah, well, I was cleaning out the computers, right? Because if, you know, if this shit is dusty, we don't have a paved driveway or anything. It's all dirt. It gets real dusty in here, and I don't want that shit to burn out because then we're effed.
Right.
I mean, we could record on, you know, any other computer, but that's my baby, you
that
know?
That one works pretty
I built
well.
That thing. It's my baby. So I'm cleaning it out, and, you know, I mentioned it on Twitter, which
tell,
goes my...
slow.
What?
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 Nothing.
I didn't hear you.
I
I'm
said
not wearing
I can tell you built it because it's slow.
It's slow? Okay. You want me to go hook
joke.
Up that Mac G3 in there for you?
Yeah.
And I'll show you slow?
Yeah, I do, actually.
That's right.
Why don't you get on that?
But
in
anyway,
free time.
Do people huff duster? Because I mentioned that. I was cleaning it out, and I got like two or three comments on my Facebook that was like, are you huffing duster? Did you huff the duster first?
Did you seriously like Twitter that you were cleaning out your computer?
Yes.
You faggot.
Yeah? You want to talk? Let's see. Let's go through some Twitters here.
What?
Of a faggot. I'll show you
remember.
Faggot.
What?
Let's see here.
What did I Twitter today?
I don't know. Let's find out, shall we?
I don't even remember the last Twitter I posted.
Let's see who's a faggot.
Okay, go ahead. Go through my Twitter.
I am now working for a call center for Bank of America.
I was replying
kinda
to someone.
Kinda cool, but really not. Lol. At least I get my hours. I think I'm starting to get this stuff. Oh, hooray.
Yay.
I understand computers. Yay. I hope I pass my test. I'm pooping so hard right now. Okay.
Seriously, that was a big poop. That needed to be known. It was horrible. Like, blood came out on the turd itself.
Oh, yeah. Home at last. Matt is pooping. He thinks I can't hear him, but I can. Lol. He even turned on UID to cover it.
That is true. That is true.
Oh, my fuck.
Cute.
I'm not done with you.
What? Why?
Oh, my fuck. I'm so hungry. I'd eat a pile of dicks if I could.
I did not post that.
Jesus, whore.
I did not post that.
Okay, so it's the ass crack of dawn again. I guess that means to go to work. Is that what that means?
Yeah, I guess so.
So don't ever talk about what I tweet. Okay?
You go fuck. At least I don't post, hey, I'm cleaning out my computer right now.
That's like, interesting, because I posted a picture of it.
You know what? It's like
twit
this. Hey, check it out. It reminds me of this. I'm watching TV with my cat.
I never post. Did I post that? Fuck you.
It's probably like I'm watching True Blood with my cat.
You do a Twitter search for True Blood. You'd be surprised.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people, fans of cats. A lot.
You fag. Oh, my God.
But anyway, if you don't huff the duster while you're cleaning your computer, your duster lasts longer, for one. And I'll tell you something. Back when I used to do phone work in these install places, we'd have to go for, like, MCI and Sprint and whatnot, there'd always be cans of duster around and shit. And this is back when I was, you know, 18, 19, 20. So, yeah, huffing duster was fucking fantastic. Yeah, how else do you start walking on sunshine? I mean, come on,
walking
right?
On
duster.
Sunshine.
So this one time I'm in the fucking install place and I'm looking around and I'm pretty much done with what I'm doing. I think I was wiring up a power station and I look around and the boss is gone and I fucking grab the can of duster. Oh, yeah, that's the fucking... And I turn around and my boss walks in and I am like... As soon as you hit it, you start getting all, like, everything
Whoa.
Goes wow, 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 like that and shit.
Yeah,
and, like,
the vertigo
I turned,
shit going
oh,
on.
It was bad news. I don't think he knew.
That was
and
the
then,
day?
Well, no. What?
I'm like, what?
When I was 19 or 20?
Okay, sorry. I kind of skipped that and ran
Do
into
Do you need
a,
headphones?
Maybe. I've
and
been
then,
having some hearing issues today.
And then when we lived in Kansas, we used to drive around doing it. I don't condone that either, though. Not good.
Not good.
But if you have someone that you don't like and you're like, hey, do this and they'll do it, tell them to flip the can upside down and do it. That's how you get the good stuff.
Oh, dude.
It'll freeze their
That's
tongue.
Mean.
And then you'll never, ever have to listen to them again.
You know what?
Because their
cooler.
Tongue will fall out of their heads.
If you're a cook and you work in a restaurant, be really awesome and go and take all the whipped cream and take out all the charges. And then watch the servers try to put fucking whipped cream on top of their goddamn pie shit.
I bet they love that.
They like shake one up, put it down. God damn it. Shake it up again. It's not working. Throw it away. Grab another one. Shake it up. They do it like 8 times before they realize something's wrong.
Okay, I need you to do me a favor.
I'm not sucking your dick right now.
No, that's fine. Please stop telling me about your shit.
I can't.
I'm over it. No.
You know,
listen.
You know, no, wait a minute.
Listen.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You wait. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about how big it is. I don't want to hear about how much it stretched out your asshole. I don't want to hear about how, oh, look, there's blood because it stretched out your asshole.
Ugh.
No, I'm done hearing about your poop, okay? Can you do that for me?
You know what? I think
for me,
you have
listen,
a problem.
This was a yes or no question. Could
no.
you?
Maybe. It's in between yes and no. Just let me explain my case here, okay? Right.
Oh, please.
It's
rationalize
human.
How it's
I'm
okay.
I'm
going to
rationalize how it's okay to tell you about my poo.
Okay.
About
Fantastic.
My bowel movements, okay?
Red Fox says, didn't Matt have a shit story? And how
Matt
it didn't
always
flush?
Has a shit story.
I'm a guy. Guys poop.
But
Chicks
you know what?
Don't.
You're a human?
You
I'm
don't
a human.
Poop. No,
we
you're not.
Poop.
No, you're
we
not. Chicks don't. That's right. Hey, listen. Chicks
what?
Don't poop.
Hey, this one
Excuse my
does.
Face. Make it okay. Go ahead. I want to hear this. I'm interested.
You
now.
Know what? I'm
make
a
it
human.
Okay.
Will you shut up and I'll make it okay?
It's not okay yet.
You, every morning, get up, take a piss, and all I hear from the bathroom is. And then you go.
My body is a complex machine.
No, stop. Machine. I'm not done yet. Are you going to let me talk?
That creates energy.
Stop.
And you know
stop.
What? When you create energy.
Stop.
There's waste.
Hey.
Mine just happens
done.
To be in the form.
Shut up.
Of methane gas. Thank you.
And all I hear is. Kitty. And it's not the kitty because the kitty's laying in bed
hey,
next to me.
Sometimes it's the kitty.
And you know
you don't
what?
Know.
All night long.
You don't know her.
I wake up in the middle of the night because I have to fart.
Good.
And I have to fart so bad, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make it super quiet so he doesn't hear it. Or I'm going to be like, oh, you know what? I just got to hold that in so he doesn't hear it.
That's right.
Or like, you know what?
As you should.
I'll be like, hey, you know what? I'm sitting here with my boyfriend right now watching a movie. I got to fucking fart so bad or I got to poo so bad, but you know what? I'm not going to do it because my boyfriend's right there.
Why are you so gassy? You're like
I poop a lot.
You're like a red giant.
I poop too much.
It was an astronomy joke.
I poop too much.
Did you get that?
And then I get tired. But, like, seriously, I totally cover it up so you don't have to deal with me farting or pooping and stuff like that. And then...
Hold on. Red Fox says women between the ages of 10 and 40 don't poop or fart. And then Sandy says women between the ages of 10 and 40 don't poop or fart when they are single and looking for a man.
After that, all goes...
all goes out the window.
Well, dude, seriously?
Oh, and 26 before I get text messages says Matt and Danny should make fun of each other's Twitters every up.
Oh, please no. Not.
I don't ever. That's
I can
like
go
having
through yours right now if you want me to.
No, please. No, that's like having your significant other read your MySpace page to you. It is the most awkward and embarrassing thing ever. Like, it may sound cool when you're typing it, but when they read it back to you, it's not. Trust me.
Well. Okay, I'm a human.
That's great. I understand. So why don't you tell me what it's like pooping at Teletech? You know, you came from a place like where I work at, where there's
a
bathroom,
bathroom,
maybe two, and you can go in there, and it's just you. In places like Teletech or public restrooms, it's the most awkward thing for me.
There's like 10 people in there. There's like 14 waiting to pee and poo.
You can't put stalls that close together and be comfortable. Like, even though there's a wall there, kind of. Like, there's a person within.
Right there. You can kick your foot 2 fucking inches and you're kicking
feet.
Their foot.
They are within 5 feet to you and they are pooping. And that
right.
is, that's me time, you know?
Yeah, I know.
When I
poop, and that's weird to me, too, because like when I worked at Famous Days, we
it's
had
like
a single
stall.
Bathroom.
You go in the bathroom, and it's a big stall, and there's a farmer in there shoveling shit, and there's a
right.
guy in there working the tractor, fucking scooping the shit out.
Right.
And you just go pissing shit in the corner. That's what
know.
It is.
It sucked because I went in there today, and it was on my lunch break, right? And I was coming back. I'm like, dude, I better get back like 10 minutes early so I can go poop because I feel it coming on. And I go in there, and there's, like, nobody in there, right? What?
Red Fox says, I will never poop for less than minimum wage again.
Right.
Sandy
I would never.
Says, even better to poop on overtime. That
fucking
is,
A, right?
I love,
I've done five, that.
5, 10 hits, I am taking a dump.
Oh, yeah. Or I'm in there jerking it, one or the other.
Or that.
Right.
You don't know.
Wasted some kind of time to get that money. But I went in there on my lunch break, like, 10 minutes before I had to be back. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go poo. Okay. And I go in the bathroom, and nobody's in there. It's just me. And there's like 10 stalls, right?
Like tumbleweeds and...
Yeah, yeah. And all the doors are wide open. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm totally going to fucking pump a grumpy in that third stall right there. Cool.
Please,
and I go...
Please, hold on. Please don't ever call it that again, ever.
What?
Pumping a grumpy? I don't ever want to hear those words out
well,
of your mouth.
Well, this fucker was entirely too grumpy, so...
Ever.
Hey.
This is going back hey. On my first favor I asked of you, which was to please never talk about your poop again.
Hey.
You're not very good at this game.
I pump grumpies.
No! You know what that's like to me? Nails on a chalkboard.
I poop.
Just the words.
I poop too much.
The words nails on a chalkboard are enough to give me the chills. And I think I just gave you all the chills.
But anyway, I go on there and it's like tumbleweeds. Like I said, you know, there's nobody in there. And I'm like, all right, third stall down. Cool. I don't know why, but I always go like the third stall down.
I would go for the one in the corner because then you know at least there's only going to be one person next to you. Because when you're in the middle... And other, you know, big fat
dude. I don't like taking the handicap stall because handicap people walk in there and they're like, no.
Those are the best ones because there's
room. I know. They got the fucking, the like, power pooping bars on the side.
They got it going on.
See?
But then you're in the middle of, like, a poop symphony and it's like, no.
A poop what?
A poop symphony. See, what happens is you're in the middle. Poop, and then there's dude and dude on either side of you. When the one dude farts and poops, the smell goes across you, so you smell it, and then towards the other guy. And then he poops, and it pushes it back towards you to the other side. Like, you are in the middle of a constant shit cloud of particulate fecal matter, and that is gross.
Well, the thing is no one was in there, so I'm like...
Oh, okay.
I want to pick a stall, whatever. I don't care. I just want
What's between door number one, Bob?
Right, so I just pick a fucking stall, and I go in there, and I'm doing my thing, and all of a sudden I hear, and it's like,
occupied,
yeah,
occupado.
Just yell that when there's like eight other stalls.
I would
open.
Just lock the fucking door. That's all. Out of
but
order,
like, seriously,
bitches.
15 chicks walked in at the same time.
ThinkGeek.com has an out of order sign that you can put in your pocket and it unfolds and you just hang that on. That's all.
You know how they say, you know, women go to the bathroom together for company and like talk about stuff? I really think it's true now.
Yeah.
Like, for real. So, like, I need my pee buddy, because I want to go in the bathroom and I want to talk about stuff while I'm peeing and pooing,
well,
and we're going to talk about this stuff, and we're going to go out and do this at the work. And
also, places like that enforce the buddy system.
It's fucking gay, dude.
Because, okay, check this out. Scenario, big fat guy goes to the vending machine.
Right.
No, this is no buddy system in place.
Okay.
Goes, puts his money in the thing gets stuck. He's hungry, so he puts his hand up in there,
gets stuck.
Exactly, and dies. That's why there's a buddy system.
He wouldn't die.
Same scenario, he would, because there's no buddy there to be like, hey, I'm going to go for help because your fat arm is stuck in the fucking candy vending machine, you pig. So with the buddy system in place, it eliminates a lot of that problem.
Risk, a lot of the risk
exactly.
factor there.
No risk.
Well, the thing is a bunch of chicks walked in, right? And at this time, I'm Twittering
stewing.
And texting you.
And stewing in your own feces.
Oh, my God, dude. This, seriously, in the past couple months, I haven't had a shit this bad in my life.
Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Hey, it's 26.
Of course
you
it
mentioned
is.
The buddy system, and I have a little story to go along with that.
Oh, please.
Of course you do.
Please.
All right, so I went to this thing called the Newport Folk Festival, and it's in Rhode Island, and it's very well known. And so me and my dad went on my dad's boat to the folk festival, and so we're just anchored out, like, I don't know, like a mile
like a
offshore, and there's, like, boats, like, all around us, and we're just in, like, a tiny fucking boat. It's just a fucking boat. And so I have to piss. And so at this point, I had a cast on. And so I had to use the buddy system to piss. So the buddy system involves my dad getting like a bilge thing or like just like a little cup to fill out water. I bet Danny knows. Danny's been in a boat before. Right.
And when it's full, he takes that and then passes you an empty one.
Yeah. So he takes the thing that he uses to scoop out water out of the boat because the bilge pump's kind of slow. And so basically, he has to, like, drape a towel over both of us, and then hold the bilge pump, and then I have to basically just, like, piss, and so I'm using my one good hand to hold my dick so I can piss.
Did you get
and
it
so
on
I
his...
know the whole time that there's at least, like, four, like, families that are in boats that can obviously see this whole thing happening and know exactly what's going on. So in this case, the buddy system is my dad being my buddy by holding the thing that I'm pissing into. And
that's
I'm
awesome.
So afraid because there's so many people around that it takes me like 15 minutes to start pissing. Like I'm just like,
stage fright.
And it's just not coming out. I'm like, what the fuck? And I finally do and it just goes on for like like 3 minutes, and it just starts splashing everywhere. It was like the worst thing ever. And so that was my story about the buddy system.
That's a fantastic story. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, holla back.
I know you love hearing about stuff like that.
Oh,
so
I do.
I love it, and thank you for that. 26.
All right, you're welcome.
Later, bud.
Thank you.
Holla back.
That was great.
Fantastic.
I don't do the buddy system. I like to be a loner.
And then I got peel over my dad.
Right.
And he was strangely aroused.
But yeah, like, I heard the other chicks in the bathroom stall and stuff, and, like, by the time I walked out of there, they were not happy.
They were all on the floor dead?
Maybe. Close to it. I don't know. Not sure. I didn't look back. You don't look back in that kind of situation. You just fucking walk forward, right?
Never look back.
Right. So I just kind of left. And I heard some of the low mumbles and grumbles, like, I'm that fucking bitch. But whatever, I don't care. It's all cool.
So, and also, while we're talking about that, I took a piss last night, or it might have been this morning. I woke up and took a piss. It was like 6 in the morning. And, like, there was piss in the toilet, right? So, and I grabbed the toilet paper so I could wipe my dick, because I wipe my dick. I don't just put it back in.
You have a vagina.
No, because I don't wear underwear, and I don't like pee getting on my things.
You have a mangina.
Unless I'm wearing a hoodie, then I'll just wipe my dick in my hand. But
no, for real, you have that's a mangina.
What, no, that's what underwear's for. That's what underwear's for.
You have to wipe your dick.
Guys
wear vagina.
Guys wear underwear so they don't have to wipe their dick.
No,
I don't care.
It.
I'll wipe my dick. It's fine. Anyway... I grabbed the toilet paper, brand new roll of toilet paper, dropped it right in the fucking toilet, in the piss.
Oh my god.
It was only like half of it, but
so
like...
So you could grab the clean part?
Well, no, I threw the whole thing away, but the trash can might start smelling like pee pretty soon. But I was so pissed. Like, it was a brand new fucking roll, and it just totally ruined.
That sucks.
If you don't wipe your dick, that's gross. You got pee all over the place then.
Well, you know what? Back to you asking me to not tell you about my poo again.
Hey, I'm just making up for it. I'm just getting even.
Okay,
that's all.
If you don't want me to tell you about my poo experience, okay? And you know what? You got to admit that I do a pretty fucking good job not pooing with you in the house.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Not
There's
too
been a couple
shabby.
Times where you're like, turn on some music. I gotta take a dump.
Well,
I'm like, oh, that's why I love you.
Well,
I'm
you
so
know,
turned
sometime,
on.
We can't live together all the time.
No, I know.
And not poo.
That's why people move into houses with two bathrooms.
Good idea.
This one's mine, and this one is yours.
All right, someone and find
mine,
us a place.
Mine is where I pee and shower. Yours is where you pee, shower, poop, and also where I poop.
What?
Because I don't poop. It's like, don't shit where you eat. I wouldn't poop in my kitchen. I also wouldn't poop in my bathroom. I'd use yours.
So what about my showers?
Well, you'll have a shower, obviously. It won't be as big and as awesome as mine is, but you'll have one.
You're a faggot.
You'll have like a hose or something.
Faggot.
Hose
anyway,
down.
Thing is if you don't want me to talk or tell you or
and then
you
check
know
this
that
out.
I poop.
When you and the hose are taking a bath, I'll look back and I'll be like, those are my hose.
Anyway, if you don't want me to tell you about that kind of stuff, you don't want to know about me doing
yeah,
that kind
I don't.
Of stuff
I'm
at
over
all.
It. Thank you.
Like, you're totally against all that, right?
No, I just would prefer not
to. You don't like
to.
Women talking about their bowel movements,
not the ones I'm
se.
Fucking, no.
Right. Right. So you don't like that you think it's disgusting, it's a total turnoff, right?
We've established that.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.
So.
Moving on.
If you think that about me, I want the same thing.
No, it's different because I'm a dude.
No,
we,
it's not different. You
yeah,
know what? Poop
we
is
grab
fucking
our balls.
Vile and disgusting.
Thank you.
And I think it's gross. And I don't want to hear about you doing it. I'd fucking lick that thing. I
do
don't
you?
Want to fuck your asshole. I don't
one
want
time.
To fucking lick something.
One time.
I'll lick it every night if you don't poop out of it for
you
the rest
guys,
of your life.
You guys heard that. Wait, what?
If you don't poop out
no.
of it for the rest of your life.
No.
You going to keep pooping out of it?
I'm gonna fucking try.
Am I gonna keep hearing about you pooping out of it?
Possibly.
Am I gonna keep hearing the sound effects of you pooping out of it? Which I heard the other day.
That was the cat. I'm getting pretty good though. I was arranging a beat. I was trying to rap to it.
It was
you know,
great. I could swear to God you were constricting your asshole to make it stop.
Yeah, no, I can totally make I can get a good 404 bass kick down. It's the snare I'm having a hard time with, but you wait, dude. The second I master how to poop beats and rap while I'm pooping, it's hard because you're pushing while you're spitting rhymes, and spitting rhymes is hard, and then, you know, you're pooping at the same time.
Matt.
I'm awesome.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry I poop, and I'm sorry that you poop, okay? But we are people, and we poop.
You know what else I do? I'm a person.
Carry water?
I do that.
Jerk off.
I wipe myself down with paper towels, like, a couple times a day.
Instead of taking a bath?
Well, no, check this out. It's because some places I deliver to, there's a lot of dust, and people are filthy creatures, and all that filth is out in the air, and it sticks to me because I have a clean surface to start with, right? What?
What?
What does that even mean?
Go ahead. Continue.
Why do you keep calling me a whore?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That has nothing to do with what
I'm
talking about.
Keep going. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Whore.
So, when I wash my hands, the paper towel was wet, and I just, like, wipe myself down. And I think that's why I can go, like, I can get away with just showering once a week, because I'm like a cat, I'm constantly cleaning myself.
You're wiping
myself
away all the crap and grime from your job
with
and the smelly issues, right?
Right, with a wet paper towel.
Yeah, you know what that's
like
called,
every
right?
Every day. It's called being clean.
It's called a whore's bath.
That is not what it's called.
Yes, it is. If you don't have
cleaning yourself with wet paper towels
is
called
a whore's bath.
How does that even have a name?
Because you can't afford to fucking go to a normal shower in your apartment.
I can. I just
you're
prefer
a fucking
not-
whore and you do a bunch of crack and stuff, so you go to the Walmart bathroom and wash yourself off with the fucking paper towels.
Are you serious?
Dead serious, dude. In Florida, it was a whore's bath, okay? There was this bitch that came into Walmart every day.
Holy, are you guys?
Whore's bath.
I've never heard of that.
Look,
I thought
Sandy,
I was.
Yes, it is.
Sandy.
You wipe off your pits, your
no,
bad,
I don't,
your asshole.
No.
Wipe off the
hold
other
on,
stuff.
Hold on.
If you're dirty, you wipe it off. That's what it is.
After I poop, I will clean it with a moist paper towel.
Whore.
Just to, that's clean. But I don't do that every time I wash my hands. Like
you
every
do that
time,
every time you poop, don't you?
Well, yeah. But bang every it. Time I wash bang my hands, I fucking hate you. And paper towels are cheaper than baby wipes. And my girlfriend's a stupid twat.
I don't use no fucking faggoty ass baby wipes on my ass.
I'm clean.
I'm
well,
fucking tough.
I don't use baby wipes. You're filthy.
I'm fucking tough, bitch.
It's called being clean.
It's called not being a faggot.
What does that have to do with anything?
Your baby wipes on your asshole. In your whore's bath.
You're an idiot.
Right.
Moving on.
Don't take whore's bath anymore. Just take a fucking shower, dude.
That sucks. Our water pressure is shit. It's barely fucking warm, which is nice now that it's hot out, but...
Well, you know what? Tell the fucking landlord.
I have multiple
times. Well, jump
times
down his throat about it.
Oh, okay. I'll do that next time I fucking see him.
After we get the stovetop fixed.
Right.
Right.
So, if you don't know...
I don't.
Tonight, you don't know.
I don't.
Tonight is the last chance to see a peak view of the Perseid meteor shower, which is kind of cool because I think it happens like once a year. And that's why maybe like the past week you've noticed more than, you know, normal amounts of falling stars. It's a meteor shower. It's the start to that awful TV show.
What?
One hits the moon and we're all effed. But it's weird that, like, that's happening, and it's been cloudy, so I haven't really been able to see him here, but we have a really awesome view, like, where we live. There's very little light pollution. But, I've been reading that book, Phil Plait's book, Death from the Skies.
Of course
and
you
I,
have.
And I got past that part where, like, we get annihilated by a giant fucking meteor. But it's, I don't know, it's kind of cool that shit's out there, and it's, like... coming into our atmosphere, and we can actually see it.
Manifest Cloud says, also, a last chance to see your old couch.
That's right. Perseid meteor shower and...
couch!
Or this old hunk of shit couch.
Right.
I'm very excited for the new couch.
Me too.
I'm sitting on a cushion, which is totally flat,
and
then,
filled
like...
with dead bodies.
Three fucking blankets wrapped around dead fucking bodies.
Right. carcasses by now.
By probably.
Right.
And that's where all the bugs come from.
Right.
Right. Right. So we watched that movie, Grotesque, and if this one will shut
Mark,
her
are we going back to this
fucking
now?
Mouth.
Nice.
I would like to talk about it just for a minute. Fuck.
Can
manifest.
I just, like, totally interrupt you so you forget about it and don't bring it up again until the next episode so you get all pissed off. You know what? Now I'm not even going to mention it.
I hate it.
Sorry, that
sometimes.
Was my, like, my. Oh, yeah.
Manifest says, did Matt go to the doctor? Did Matt go to the doctor?
Did what?
No, not yet.
I want to go to the doctor.
Yeah, you're dying. I need to get on that, though.
Get on dying?
No.
What?
No. Maybe. Not yet, though.
What do you need to get
no, on?
On the cancer train? What's up, dude?
Right. Woo, woo. No, woo, make woo. An appointment to the doctor.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. So, what's up with Grotesque?
Have any of you fucking heard of this movie? Holy Christ. I saw it, and it's fun because when I, you know, get movies like this, there's usually comments, and they're always like, you know, thanks, or, you know, appreciate it, whatever, stuff like that. Rarely does a comment make me go, huh, I really want to see what this is now. They were just like, it was an all right movie, but the end made me feel very sad. I'm like, wow, what could possibly, you know, or they had a name for it, like hard hitting, I think it's like a genre or something. I don't fucking know, but it's a really, how would you describe it? It's just, it's gore.
It's
for the,
a
pretty
psychotic
much.
Doctor.
Was he a doctor, though?
He
I don't know.
He seems like he has knowledge in the doctorate field, and
he just had a mask and OR scrubs.
Yeah, but he also helped them recover.
Well, right, but he was just keeping.
And he had access to drugs to keep them sedated,
yeah,
to help them keep going, to help them recover, to keep them, you know, all right and everything. So
maybe
he
was
had
a vet.
To have, maybe.
But basically, maybe we would fucking know if this movie wasn't in fucking Chinese.
Right, we watched this whole
No. Okay. No subtitles, straight up fucking ching chow ching chong, ching chow chong chong. Ah!
And we sat through the whole thing. Matt's like, do you want to watch something else?
No.
Like, no, this is kind of cool.
And then I was like,
yeah, chainsaws out. Let's go for it.
Do you want me to narrate what's going on?
Oh my God. We made up our own
I rule
lyrics, I guess you could call it, or script.
Yeah.
It was great.
But basically,
I'm going to eat your face.
It starts out, they're all Chinese people, keep in mind.
Oh, hey.
Hold on, listen. It starts out, van, Chinese dude, and then this couple walks by on the sidewalk, just totally parked, like, by this highway on-ramp
right.
thing. Gets out of the van with a hammer and fucking just runs up behind him and just fucking right
just
in the back.
Clocks him.
Just
out cold.
Knocks him out. Drags him back into his van. And then the next thing you know, they wake up and they're strapped down to these big giant metal slabs and they move and turn and shit. And then he starts like taking their clothes off. And basically it's like a fucking snuff film. He just starts torturing them. And then I would like to watch it in English, but I couldn't find subtitles or anything for it. And it was just, it was like a game at the end, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's like a game. I don't really know. I'm not sure.
You
is
watched
it, fucking it? Chinese.
Is Josh out of the hospital? Fantastic. How was the hospital, Josh? As you may all know, Josh actually had to go to the hospital because his new iPhone 3GS exploded while he was talking on it. I hear he lost part of his head and his mouth, and I think they removed part
the right
of his,
shoulder,
his
maybe?
Brain. How are you doing? We've been praying for you, brother.
His super movie will be out tomorrow. I'm guessing it's
of him four-wheeling
and blowing up on his iPhone.
Blowing into flames.
Please don't pray for me, he says.
Intestines ripped the fuck out, tied to a hook. Your girl strapped to the fucking slab.
Wait, let me lay this out for you.
Please.
Okay, you're strapped to a wall. Okay? You're facing your girlfriend, who is also strapped to a wall. The only way you could save your girlfriend is to get to a pair of scissors that are on the floor, placed in front of her, to uncut the straps that are holding her on this wall.
The catch is your intestines are ripped out of your body and also hooked to the fucking wall. So the further
on your side, so the further you go to your girlfriend, the more of your intestines come out. That is so fucking cool.
That's fucking cool.
I was like, he's gurgling on his own stuff. I don't know what it is, but it's white and foamy and it's cool.
At this point, we gave a fuck what they were saying. It was all just like
gore, guts, blood.
Did he just... Is that...
Oh, you were kind of nodding out. You're like, is that really his intestines?
Yeah, it was late. I was tired. But I got the gist of it. But yeah, it's called Grotesque, and it's probably on iLoveTorrents.com if you guys have that.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure you can find it in your fucking Netflix queue.
Jesus Christ. So how was your day at work today?
Oh, did you know?
What?
I didn't know. I just learned this today. Fun fact.
I probably
fact,
don't know either.
Fun fact.
What?
Did you know they rape 9-year-olds in the Congo?
What?
9-year-olds?
Right.
That live in the Congo.
Okay.
Raped.
Well, that's no big deal.
About 200,000 of these.
Right.
In the past 12 years.
Okay, whatever.
That's really?
They're in the Congo. I don't care.
I read the book Congo, and I was not aware of this. All I thought, check this out. Picture the Congo in my head. It was just a fucking jungle with all these pissed off fucking monkeys running around with blocks of fucking cement strapped to their hands, smashing fucking heads in and shit.
That's Donkey Kong, bro.
No, that's Congo. That's totally Congo. I think even one of the monkeys' names was Amy. Telling you.
Okay.
9-year-olds getting raped in the Congo.
At least they're not fucking 2 and 3-year-olds.
You don't know.
That's happening in the U.S.
You don't know. Not 200,000 a year or in the past 12 years.
That are reported.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That just fucking blew my mind. Blew my fucking mind.
I mean, I'm sure that shit happens everywhere, dude. Just not all the cases are reported.
Okay, so keep this in mind. I just...
Great,
I want
in
y'all.
The mind, got
Sandy
it.
Sandy says, great movie. Have you seen Grotesque? That's, I... excuse
I think
me.
She might be talking about Josh's video.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah,
hey,
fuck Josh.
No, I'm totally kidding. Glad to have you back, buddy. So keep that in mind, right?
Right.
200,000 9-year-olds, 12 years.
Raped. Assholes just
cherries
ripped
popped.
Open. Cool.
In the UK?
Right.
We have installed statues of 9-year-olds. Okay?
Okay.
Like gnome, little lawn gnomes, but like a 9-year-old.
Oh, Candy was talking about Congo.
Oh. Also a good movie.
Also right. A good movie.
Amy, right? Right. So they're putting them like on sidewalks and close to the street and shit so that drivers will be more cautious. Because they'll, like, see this fucking child of the corn-looking statue, and they'll be like, right. What the fuck?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm gonna move.
Fucking crazy. They look, like, I'll post this in the jamhole.com in the show notes, but they're just, like, little mannequin children with this weird, like, blank stare in their eyes and shit.
It's like, nah.
The hope is that when drivers see the crude plastic features and painted-on school uniforms, they will ease off the accelerator. Okay, so you see these, right?
Mm-hmm.
Congo, kids getting raped here.
Right.
I think they should take the kids from the Congo, see where I'm going with this, and then put them in the streets in the UK.
There's too many.
Well, you wouldn't have to make the statues then, right?
Could you put the statues in the Congo so people would rape the statues?
Yes. You absolutely could. You absolutely could. Maybe make, like, a blow-up version of it.
Like, cut a hole out of the concrete in the child statue asshole thing.
Now, do you think this made
Ooh,
residents...
you know what you can do? Hmm? Put a fleshlight in it.
That's awful.
Yes.
little 9-year-old fleshlight.
Well, they're not raping anything. They're just fucking a statue.
Will I have to stop having sex with my flashlight when it turns 9?
It's not a flashlight. It's a fleshlight.
That's what I said. Fleshlight.
Yes, when it turns 9, I'm taking it away.
Okay.
Okay.
So now, would you think that putting...
Or when it grows hair.
Right. Would you... That's awful. Would you think that putting these statues or children in the street, would you think that would make motorists be more cautious or still not give a fuck in speed?
Still not give a fuck speed and probably hit the things because they agitate them so much, okay?
But like
goddamn things, I'm sick of these fucking things.
They're totally like taking...
That one's down.
Their fucking garage sale signs and like staple gunning them to the fucking statues and shit. Like, garage sale this weekend, yay.
That'd be so cool.
Fucking jam whole 250th episode
on
party.
The penis of the
fucking
kid.
Stapled on the head.
Nice.
So far, residents have given them a mixed reaction. One has even been knocked the fuck over.
Nice.
You were absolutely right.
I knew it was right.
We would swerve and hit them and give it the finger like we do the fucking radar signs.
Right, like if I had
you're
a fucking...
You're speeding! Slow down.
If I had my truck that I used to drive all the time that I don't really give a crap about, I could dent the shit out of it. I'm gonna hit something if it's pissing me off.
Fuck yeah.
Right.
Turn that into something.
Statue child. Fuck you. I'll make. Don't have to deal with that tomorrow.
I'll make car statue child Olympics. And we'll have events.
Fucking A.
Fucking A. Maybe we'll do that September 25th, huh?
I think I gotta pee.
Oh, would you fucking please?
Well, just
Are
go
you
ahead.
Kidding?
Just go ahead. Just go ahead.
Okay.
Keep going.
So that's pretty awesome. And they look really fucking creepy. And then you're going to go pee. Okay. Let's talk about Obama. Huh? Who knows that guy? That's right. She does. Remember how I told him not to come to Montana because it probably wouldn't be smart? It's not just Montana, apparently, that doesn't like him or maybe would write a letter outlining how they would like to see him meet his demise, so to speak. Apparently, he gets like 30 of these a day, and that's not normal. Can you fucking believe that, co-host that's peeing right now? Very unprofessional, this one. Very, very unprofessional. U.S. President Barack Obama is the target of more than 30 potential death threats a day and is being protected by an increasingly overstretched and under-resourced Secret Service. Even those guys are going broke, and that sucks. Like, you protect the president. We're out of bullets. We can't afford them. Bird 35 says she's not really going to pee. Are you really pooping in there? God damn it. You better not be pooping in there. Are you cool? Can we move forward with the show here?
I'm sorry, but you might want to go in there and sign the birth certificate.
No. Fucking Christ. Since Obama took office, the rate of threats against the president has increased. How many percents would you say? Positive money percents.
I don't fucking know.
400 is a pretty good number.
Wow.
Does that blow your mind?
Yes.
It blows mine. That's every person that has a McCain Palin sticker on their car. I hold you responsible.
Okay.
Personally responsible. He used to get... So President Bush got like 3,000 a year, right?
Right.
Or so. 400%. That blows my mind. But it's not just here. See?
Where is it?
It's everywhere.
Everywhere?
It's fucking everywhere.
It's a conspiracy.
It totally is.
We're all going to die. Anyway, so.
Okay, so what?
How did your day go?
It was
today
fun.
In Polson.
It was great.
Wonderful.
Who gives a shit?
Today, me? Oh, man.
What?
I was in there in Teletech.
Of course you were. All fucking day, please.
All on the site, on the compound, in the lockdown area, the slave quarters, if you will. Sitting next to everybody, and we're trying to go through all these calls that were pre-recorded from in the morning and stuff, and they turn off the lights, and they're like, you can see the board better this way.
Pardon?
Pardon.
Red Fox says, is she drunk? Yeah, she's drunk.
No.
You're totally, you're fucked up on something. Because you're looking at me weird. I can tell. You're high.
I'm not high.
You're drunk, then.
I've just had a couple beers, and you know what? I feel fucking awesome.
Good.
So I'm not drunk. When I'm drunk, I'm like, you know what? I need to go lay down.
Okay, so you're at work.
I was at work.
Continue.
And they start playing these calls that were pre-recorded from in the morning.
Of course.
And they come up with the screen that the person, the associate had on their screen while they're talking to the customer.
Right.
So I could see everything that's going on with that account, what they're doing while they're on this phone call and stuff. And they turn the lights off so we can see it on the board better, right? And we're going through, like, a bunch of these calls. And I'm sitting there next to Vinny and his brother. And all three of us, dude, I swear to God, I look over, their eyes are barely open. They look over, they kind of poke me. I look over, I kind of poke them. Seriously? Through training today?
I
passed out for at least 20 minutes.
I poked Burger altogether. Today on Facebook.
I
gave
poke.
Him a poke.
Hey, don't poke people.
He poked me first, but I poked him back.
Don't poke people with
he keeps
anything.
It up, I'm going to super poke. You watch.
Just don't do that. But seriously, okay. It was seriously? So funny because I had turned my chair around to where, you know, the back is in the front. And I had my arms on it and shit. And at one point, I just said, fuck it, and put my head down. And seriously snoozed for about 5 minutes before I was like, I heard something. I was like, what? And I looked at Vinny. And I looked at him. I looked at his brother. I looked at everybody else. And nobody seemed to notice. So I think it was good. So I just kept going with it.
Why are you falling asleep all the time?
It's so boring. Oh, my fuck. Oh, seriously, like the teacher.
Is it?
Voice,
hold on.
Just like,
hold on.
Wah, wah, wah.
Is it just you or is it everybody?
Everyone.
Are you serious?
Serious.
Does the teacher acknowledge it that, like, I
no,
know
not
this
so
is
much.
Boring, but you have to
well,
do
no,
it?
Well, no, she does that. She's like, you know, I'm sorry this is so boring, but we have to go through this and
does
blah,
she
blah.
Put meth in the coffee?
She should.
She
she fucking should.
Tell her you know a guy?
I could.
I'm
I could
sure
be like,
you
hey,
could.
I know this guy's name's Jake. Okay, you know, he lives out here, whatever. But, like, seriously, dude, everybody in the class is just like, oh, my God. And we listen to the security guy doing some presentation. We listen to another dude doing his fucking presentation. We listen to the teacher doing her fucking spiel. And the whole time they're talking, it's just like, womp, 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 womp.
Are you learning anything yet?
Yeah, once they put us through the modules and stuff on the computer and shit where I actually have to look and, like, make my brain work and function rather than sit there and stare at this fucking lady's face and wonder, okay, I wonder if she has 8 kids or 6 because she's got a fupa from hell. You know, things like that. It's like, when these people come in and introduce themselves, I can't help but thinking about where they come from or their background or, like, you know, who they're married to or, like, this, that, and the other. Because some of these people, man, I'm telling you, they shouldn't be seen under the daylight.
They don't. They don't leave that place, I bet.
I doubt it, dude. They probably got bunks in the fucking back with their names on them and shit. With
how creepy
and,
would that be?
Fuck, it'd be cool. I'd record. I'd take a video camera. I'd try. I would so try. But no, seriously, dude, like, when you see these people and they come in and they're introducing themselves and telling you what they do and how you can talk to them and trying to make it exciting and shit, the whole time you're just fucking thinking about, like, wow, I wonder how many tacos you have to eat to get that big.
All day.
Or
that's
how long
why.
You have to
I'm
work
telling you,
here to
they
get
make,
that large.
They make bang.
How, how much longer until you can't walk?
You know what? If you could somehow sneak a fucking wicked-ass snack machine into that place, you would fucking kill. You would make so much money.
Like, seriously, today, Vinny and his brother had to buy some fruit drink or whatever. They're like, dude, we gotta have sugar. Oh, we can't do this. So horrible. They're, like, seriously nodding out just like me, you know? And
yeah.
All I had was a bottle of water. And I was all right, you know, I'm still nodding out, like, a little worse than they are, but, like, they had to get this sugar shit so they'd stay awake, because they're like, we pounded a fucking monster in the morning, and
oh,
we're okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, towards the first break, they start to go, okay,
crashing.
We need
that
something.
Happens.
And it was just hilarious, and they ended up drinking it halfway down and then going to the bathrooms and filling it up with the water from the water fountain to the rest of the way up, so that way they could still have the sugar and shit, kind of just portion it out better, so they could both get it. It was hilarious. I don't know. It was just great.
You know what you should do?
What?
Sell weed there.
I should, but I don't have any good weed seeds.
Oh, right.
And I would grow them if I did. Or, you know, you should start growing shrooms again.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I think that would be an awesome Everyone idea listening. Because could you imagine? It'd be so amazing. The stories I would have to tell from work.
Did you hold on. Did you seriously just say I should start growing shrooms again?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's not like I said what kind of shrooms you were selling.
All right. Okay.
What?
Can I do some news now, please?
Ugh, you whiner. Seriously?
Check this out.
There's so many ways you can get out of
shrooms are...
mushrooms.
Right.
Hallucinogens.
Right, which is a...
drug.
Absolutely. Speaking of...
drugs.
Drugs. This...
I hate this, Matt.
I like this
I
game.
I so hate it.
This one is called Marijuana Seller Allegedly Took Money, Did Not Deliver. Now, the cool thing about this is... this dude was like, hey, I need to buy a sack, right?
Right.
I'm sorry to bore you, but...
oh, hey, wait a second. Did you know that our fucking computer systems don't let you go control tab and open a new tab? It's so gay.
Yeah, they're locked down. Please talk more about work.
It's really gay.
Yeah.
Well, they don't even... like, they don't have the option. It's not even grayed out. It's because it's so old that you have to go
it's
and hit called the new
user.
Hit, wait, you have to go and open a new fucking window, like the whole thing.
It's called
thing.
User permissions.
Instead
and they
of
have
just
them,
going like fucking tab, what? Control tab constantly. I have to go click, 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 and click on every single fucking different window box. It's so gay. I'd rather just go, you know, tab, 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 tab.
Please keep smacking the desk. Also,
okay. What?
You're never allowed to drink before the show, ever.
Hey,
ever.
You know what? I'm happier today.
Well, that's good.
And I got your rock star and beer.
Yeah, because right. You won sinning.
So, who's the best girlfriend ever?
Well, besides the internet, you would be.
I like how you flinch.
You ever throw something at me again, I will take whatever you throw at me, and I will shove it so far up your fucking ass. You'll be able to taste what it is. Penny. Okay, you know what copper tastes like?
Copper.
You're fucking about to. After the show. This, in your asshole.
It's not going there.
Oh, yeah.
I already ripped it today. It's not going in there.
So this dude went to buy a sack. Bought it from a black dude. Doesn't even matter. I'm just mentioning. Because there's a picture of him
fucking
and he's
racist.
A black dude. No, I'm just saying, like, it's right there that it's... that's all I'm saying. It's just right there. So the dude that got ripped off called the cops, right? And was like, hey, this dude just fucking ripped me off. And the cop arrested the guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, hey, step up your game, dealers. You can't be ripping people off no more. You will get arrested because that shit is illegal. A patrolman was flagged down by someone who reported being ripped off during a Tuesday morning pot deal by someone who took his $80 but failed to deliver the weed. That's so awesome that he's like, hey, can you find me a sack? And the dude's like, yeah. I'm going to need the money. And then what I'm going to do, see, I'm going to run up here to my dog up here, and I'm going to give him the money. And then he's going to go to his dog, right, up the street, just a little ways, around the corner. His cousin.
He's going to give him the money.
And then he's going to give him the money. And then, he's going to go to his fucking cousin. And do you see what
happened?
That is an awful way to sell drugs. Awful. Following a search, the alleged would-be dealer, who is 21, was arrested on two misdemeanor charges. And he was actually arrested 2 days before this for drug possession. So
nice. If
he would have found him, like, 2 days prior... he probably would have been like, I got it right here. But instead, you know, he already got arrested, so he didn't have the drugs, so he had to run up to his cousin, who had to run up to his cousin, who had to, you know. Thank you.
26 sent you something. In the feedback.
Fantastic.
He says, it's the most awesome, craziest pot story ever.
I don't know, because the last video he sent us wasn't as crazy and
disgusting ever.
It
wasn't awesome at all. All right, if this is awful, I'm ending the fucking show right here.
Ready for it.
Georgia lawmakers, okay?
Okay.
Call for caning, executing, ooh, also marijuana offenders.
Nice. We have a chick from Georgia in the classroom. She's hilarious. She's
do they
old.
Really do that? Do they want to really do that?
Like,
cane you. Is that weed I smell? Fucking
like
right
bludgeon
in the
you
face.
With a cane.
Right.
To death.
Like that dude in Singapore got a long time
like
ago.
Like stoned, but with a cane.
No, they're not throwing it at you. And you're not smoking it, so no. State Republican lawmaker Tommy Benton favors caning minor marijuana offenders and executing those who sell the drug. How? That's so awesome. You're like,
you sell dope?
You're a
yeah,
law.
You're dead.
You're a law maker, and you're like, this thing that doesn't hurt anything, I think we should cane them.
Yeah,
cane
that sounds cool.
The fuck out of their faces.
Yeah. That'll teach him.
Representative Benton wrote, thanks for the email. We will have to agree to disagree on this. Whether or not money is wasted by mandating the state to prosecute minor marijuana offenders, I'm opposed to the legalization of marijuana, even though it would make a holy fucking buttload of money and get the whole nation out of debt. I think we should go to caning for people caught using and maybe execute dealers. Maybe.
Oh, man,
you
that
know,
sounds like a good idea.
Depends how we
rather
feel.
Rather than dig our country out
I mean,
debt.
If they're the dealers that fucking rip you off, then fuck yeah, cane their fucking
then, yeah,
asses.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's
all,
what other dudes should
fine.
Have done.
Let the
Instead
fucking
of
dude,
arresting him.
Let the dude who got ripped off cane him. You don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's cool. into that.
Maybe that officer should have done that to the dude.
Put some leathers on, a little ball gag maybe, and just spank that fucking ass.
What was that movie?
Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Was it Pulp Fiction?
I was doing, that was the first one I thought of.
They're in the fucking room.
That had to do
and they
with
got the ball gag right. and they're down and
that one brought a tear to my eye.
Oh man, that was so good.
In case you didn't know, caning is actually a form of corporal punishment consisting of up to 24 violent lashes with a long rattan cane that has been soaked in water.
Oh, man.
Why? That just like that extra step, right? You know what? After that, we're going to soak it in water so it extra super hurts.
Uh-huh.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
That's cool.
The procedure inflicts intense pain. Really?
Duh.
Hit me, baby. That feels so fucking good.
Oh, God.
Well, God, that feels so... just beat that fucking ass.
Oh, man.
Could you imagine, like, what would they just let him go all disgusted and shit if he was just, like,
I guess,
way into
like,
it?
Like, the Passion of the Christ, you
like,
know, when they're
dude,
just fucking beating the shit out of him with those whips and stuff at the
yeah.
heads and stuff? I picture it like that.
Put my blood on your dick and just fuck my ass. Just
and
fucking
you
say
that just reminds me of
yeah.
True Blood last night. Where she's like, ugh. She gets hit in the face by her boyfriend. She's like, ah.
Oh, yeah.
Do
just
it again.
Like, hit me.
Hit me. Do it again.
Yeah, that chick is
oh, I'm
going to
fuck you so good.
That chick is controlling people and making them fuck, and it's really creepy.
And they beat the shit out of
have,
each other.
They have big black eyes. They did that because they ate the heart of some other fucking dude, or of that
chick,
bitch.
That other chick that turned into animals and stuff. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That shit is getting weird.
It's getting super fucking cool. They like, he's like, oh, I feel invincible. Fucking hit me. And she fucking just... Boom! Clocks his ass. I mean,
like,
seriously, if she would have hit me, I'd have been on the floor and fucking just knocked the fuck out, dude. Like, out cold. But no, she clocks him, and he just fucking just swings back and then comes up and grabs his jaw, and he's like, oh, damn, do that again.
Shit, yeah, sucker.
And they do it back and forth, and he fucking hits her, and, like, hard. I mean,
nails her.
Dude, seriously, like, I swore I heard bones crack and shit. I'm like,
it was all,
fuck.
Like, bullet time and shit, just...
And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna fuck you.
Fuck yeah, and then they fuck.
And then fuck,
Marianne
yeah.
got the power of them
she was
fucking.
Like, oh.
She's creepy.
She's very
so
creepy.
Anyway, intense pain and deep bloody lacerations, like the vagina, that can take several months to heal.
Mine.
Not like the vagina.
Like my
normally,
vagina.
Right. If it heals at all. Right. Representative Benton followed up his remarks in a separate email on August 11th, also forwarded to Normal, in which he threatened to turn over the names of citizens who disagreed with his political viewpoints to local law enforcement. Like, hey, this one, it's a traitor.
Yeah.
Traitor Joe, we call him.
Okay.
I used to love Trader Joe's.
Whatever
He wrote, quote, "You and your cronies want it? Oh, wait. You and your cronies want it legalized so you can get a hit anytime without having to worry about getting arrested. You guys just want to get high and not have to worry about getting locked up. I forwarded your email to the Lowndes County Sheriffs, whatever the fuck, so that they can be on the lookout for you." That, what a dick. That like, the all caning and whatever the fuck, all that shit aside, he is a fucking dick. Like, that is the lowest form of dicketry. Just straight up, I tattled on you. He's driving fast. I'm going to call you and get you fired. I hate my life because I'm old and I just poop my pants. It's a fucking dick move, right? It's a dick fucking thing to do. I will not stand for dicketry like that.
I will.
You'll sit for dicketry like that.
Sometimes.
So
maybe if you're nice.
Caning, death. I say we reelect him. I'm behind that.
What?
What? What a fucking idiot. Consider this my last correspondence on the subject to you or anyone else who shares your similar conservative views. Fuck you. I'm out.
Oh my God.
He was elected to the Georgia House of Representatives in 2005. Been there ever since.
Woo!
Talking about the fighting, Red Fox says she fell down the stairs. She didn't get beat up. I ran into a doorknob. All right, I got one more story. This is awesome, and then we're probably going to get the fuck out of here. Motorcyclist, right?
Okay. How are you going to tie this into the last one?
Oh.
Come on, please give me the thing you like doing, your little game.
Getting caned.
Pot, you can use pot. Getting caned.
I was about to do it. Police. Will you shut the fuck up?
What? Go ahead. I'm giving you ideas.
Getting caned hurts, right?
Right.
You know what else hurts?
What else hurts?
Getting run over by an RV when you're on a motorcycle.
Oh, shit.
You know
that
what hurts?
Does.
Even more than that?
What hurts even more?
The fact that you, like, were on the side of them, giving them the finger, then you accelerated, got in front of them, brake checked, they brake checked, but not enough, and they ran you the fuck over.
Nice.
Woo!
That is awesome.
That is the most amazing.
Like,
thing.
Hey, you know what? Fuck you. Get in front of him.
P.S.
Oh shit.
P.S. Fuck you.
P.S. Fuck you is right.
That's so fucking awesome. That
is so cool.
That is what you get.
Oh man, that is absolutely so fucking awesome.
So yeah, that was pretty much the story.
Really? Yeah. Like the whole thing? Like it doesn't say who the motorcyclist was or the RVist guy was?
A motorcyclist was killed Monday in a collision with a motorhome on Highway 101's Congo Grade after he slowed... That's weird.
There's another Congo thing.
After he slowed rapidly in front of the recreational vehicle in an apparent road rage incident... The motorcyclist, 57-year-old Ventura man, was killed about 12:22. He collided.
He fucking died.
Yeah, he died. He's
like
dead.
Dead.
Check
like
this
D-E-D
out.
Dead.
He collided with a 30-foot motorhome driven by some 68-year-old. The motorcyclist and the old guy were what?
How old was the motorcyclist?
57.
Oh wow.
I know. So, like, no big loss either way, but...
Not crazy bad, but still, that's, like, wow. MDS says more like PS, fuck me. Because that's pretty much how it goes,
that's
dude.
Exactly what the fuck.
Yeah, dude. That fucking sucks.
So the motorcyclist made an obscene hand gesture, pulled in front of the motorhome, then slowed down dramatically. The motorhome did not have time to react and struck the back of the low-slung custom motorcycle. It's like one of those stupid, well, I don't know, they're all right, but when they're bicycles, they're totally fucking stupid. The only kind of people you ever see riding them are in the fucking trailer court. You ever see that? I fucking hate that. They're like, they look like those choppers, those motorbikes that Jesse James, or what the fuck's his name? Billy the Kid, that guy.
Oh, fuck.
OC,
I know who you're talking about.
Fucking C, whatever.
It's a Orange County Choppers.
Right, it's a bike like that. That
his name is,
got run over. Jesse, whatever.
Something Foose.
What? Oh, I was thinking about the other guy.
Oh, because the dude Foose is an awesome artist, and I was always into him, so. His name is, Fuck.
Jesse, his name is Fuck.
I can't remember. It's something Foose.
So, I don't know, I was just saying that the bicycles that they make that are like those are stupid, and I fucking hate them.
Are they just the regular bikes with the big chopper fucking
Well, they look just like
stuff.
That, but there's pedals instead of a fucking...
Oh, yeah, Bert says Chip Foose. Yeah, that's
oh,
the guy.
Oh, see, I was talking about the other show then.
He
Jesse James is the one I was talking
about. He whips
out
these immaculate fucking
Yeah, well,
portraits.
Anyway, it's
of
a bike...
Of cars with Sharpies.
Right, it's a bike like that.
It's beautiful.
So
appreciate it.
The motorcyclist
right
was thrown from the bike.
Chip Foose.
Still with the middle finger in the air.
At you.
At him.
For not appreciating Chip Foose.
At himself.
Right now.
At himself for
with
being
OCC.
A fucking asshole. And for you.
And for you.
And
Jesse James, he says, that's what the one you were trying to figure
yeah,
out.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. He should
run over.
Should pay attention more.
Dragged.
Oh, yes.
75 feet yes. down the highway. Still middle finger in the air.
What? No.
That's how they
found.
That's how they found him, like this.
That's
like,
made up. Don't fucking lie.
What an asshole. An asshole till the
he
end.
He was
this
offering
one.
A Jeffers Morning to the RV.
Jeffers Morning.
Yes. That's nice.
Unable to steer, he continued about 500 feet and hit the center divider. The frame of the motorcycle carved a deep groove in the roadway as it was pulled under the motorhome. The driver of the motorhome was, of course, not injured.
Of course.
The cause of the initial confrontation was unclear, but was probably due to the fucking old... retired fucking motorhome driver going like 30 miles an hour in a fucking 75 all the way to fucking Polson.
That's
oh,
why dude
my
was passing him.
Christ. I like three of them in a fucking row. Oh, I want to blow the.
But you know what? Being on a
blow
motorcycle.
Blow my brains out.
Motorcycle. Being on a motorcycle and challenging an RV.
Yeah, see, I would have gave
a good
him.
Good idea.
Finger and I would have just kept
Took
going
off.
But then he had to be a fucking asshole
and
be like
on the brakes.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what you get.
You just
then
give him the finger and fucking go, dude. Don't put on your brakes. Go haha, if they hit me they have to pay for the damages, blah blah. No, dude, you're gonna get killed. Okay, that's an RV. It's 30 foot long. Your motorcycle,
here's
you're about 6 foot long.
Fun fact. Motorcycle deaths have risen consistently since 1998, when only 204 were reported.
Of course.
Also, weird fun fact.
Okay.
People that own motorcycles.
Right.
Their doucheness has also been increasing. Weird,
I bet, because they're like...
weird correlation.
I drive a Harley.
And I'm like 57, and I work at the fucking hospital. I'm a fucking RN.
Oh, dude, have you seen that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I see it at work in the morning. Like, when I'm sitting in the break room on the TV, they're like, check out this doctor guy. He lives in whatever place he lives in, and he has tattoos and piercings and drives a Harley. But
he's the
a
fucking,
doctor.
He's also the fucking pastor of the Fresh Life Church.
I know, right? That's exactly who he reminds me of. I'm looking at him like, you fucking douche, dude. Are you serious? Because, like, in the doctor atmosphere, he's dressed all fucking doctorate and stuff. But out there, he's like, I'm rich, so I'm going to go ahead and buy this shit so I can look the part.
Okay, so check this out. I lied. I'm not done yet.
Oh, fuck. What?
Collision, right?
Right.
Motorcycle.
RV.
An RV.
Right.
Collision.
Collision. Kaboom.
Cab.
Cab.
Church.
What? Wait, what?
Absolutely.
Wait, what? Go over that again, a cab? For me, please. Can we review that?
Yellow cab, right?
Yes.
Or around here where we don't have cabs, the fucking the Dodge Dynasty.
Diplomat taxi?
Dynasty.
What?
There's two Dodge Dynasties rolling around that are taxis here.
Whoa.
D-Y-N-A-S-T-Y, I believe is how Dynasty is spelled.
What the...
Anyway, Mount Vernon, New York. Amazing, right? A Mount Vernon cab driver told police that a passenger had tried to rob him and choke him because he might, you know, he was into that. Two birds, one stone is what I call that.
Right.
Two girls, one cup is what I call
that. Sure.
It's when you knock out two things by doing one
thing. I got it. Could you fucking go on, please?
Okay, so...
Or I'll show you one guy, one screwdriver again.
He crashed his car into a storefront church, because we have those, right? Storefront churches.
What the fuck is that?
It's where you can be like, how much is that God in the window?
Oh, my...
Yeah. Gotti.
No, like,
Gotti.
Hey,
how much is that Gotti in the
no,
window?
It's like, hey, I just got done with my sermon. I'm going to take 20 on pump one, though, by the way.
The one hung on the big old cross. How much it... No.
Shut up, man.
So when they crashed into the church, check this out. They found four adults. Okay?
Okay.
And a three-year-old girl locked inside.
Hmm.
It's not what it looks like.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Busted.
Busted.
Just by pure chance, right? Or maybe by God's hand.
Maybe.
Right?
Some divine power.
God was like, I need something to crash into here. What could I get? Oh, look. There's a cabbie getting robbed.
Okay, cool. I'm going to put a bump in the road here and some roadblocks here.
Done.
A four-year-old kid here.
In
boom!
The church.
In the church. Done. Oh, that pedophile is exposed.
Police say it looked as if the people had been living there because the area was covered with beds and there was a cooking area. Ooh. Fucking squatting in the church.
Right.
Claiming sanctuary.
And sodomizing
also.
Right.
The five people were taken to the hospital as a precaution. Authorities are investigating how the people got there as well as the cab driver's account of being robbed. Well, I would imagine they took a cab, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. And the buildings department will board up the church. So it was like one of those classic strip mall and then fucking church, like, right there in the strip mall. Like, come get your fucking palm red, get your twat wax, come get a little God, and I'm going home.
Well, 26 says it's a church in a shopping plaza. I've seen one before. That's kind of what you were saying, I guess.
That's not, yeah. That's not how we roll here, though. If you guys come for this live show, I'll take you a tour of some churches.
Yeah.
They are huge.
They're like, boom, we love God.
God, this is God's house.
Dude, you know what? Take them by the cowboy church and take them by the fucking skull
please.
Church, dude. That'll be so
please.
Great. I go to the cowboy church.
Okay,
Ding.
So one more. Ready? Speaking
ready.
Of church, right?
Right.
Church, you go and you are
enlightened?
Spiritual?
Spiritual? Okay.
Okay. Speaking of spirits.
Speaking of spirits.
Mysterious woman, Senora Monica.
Okay.
Offered to spiritually cleanse money, quote, cleanse, as in cleaning money, like cash. Have you ever had your money cleaned?
Only if I'm laundering drugs in
that's
the country.
That's amazing. But spiritually?
No.
Because my money is dirty and full of sin because I got it from pimp
so
and whores?
So was I getting my money cleaned spiritually? Because then that doesn't help my physical, like, for real monies.
So...
That doesn't make my Colombian cocaine money real.
Seven Hispanic families, all with money.
Right.
That need cleansed, right?
Okay.
Senora Monica comes along and is like, hey,
I know how to cleanse your soul.
I just happen to be a spiritual cleanser.
I can do that for you.
And they give her all the money, right?
$140,000
between seven families, which is like what?
$20,000 I make you clean.
$20,000
I clean your toilet too. I use scrubbing bubbles.
$20,000 And then she left. Later, dude,
nice.
This house is clear.
This house is clean. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
I'm out.
You just said America said hello.
Oh, can we have my money back?
No.
No.
I'm going back to South America. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I also am pregnant with your son's daughter.
Oh, that sucks. That's like the Miss Cleo thing.
We're filing for our child support very soon.
But honestly, if you think you need your money spiritually cleansed, then you probably... I'm okay with that. You should not have your money in the first place.
Right.
You should not have that much money at all.
If you need your money cleansed.
Right.
Right.
Like, okay.
I need that much money right now.
Done.
Because it would be done. You know what? It'd be clean.
Done.
Because if
fucking...
you go to this place and that place and that place and fucking that place too, it'd be clean. Done. Gone.
Fucking done. Okay. Last one. Ready?
You said the other one was the last
one. This is the last one for
actually,
real.
Actually, wait. No. Two ago, you said this would be the last
this
one.
This one? Is the
oh,
last
hey, going
one
back to the old story with the four-year-old, MDS says, I would throw the four-year-old through the window and escape.
Nice.
Very nice. I thought that was needed.
Okay, so check this out. Would see how good I am at this? What did MDS just say?
Four-year-old.
And?
Escaping.
Through?
To Santa Monica.
Shut up.
With all your money.
Through the window.
Window.
You know what else goes through windows?
Air.
Fish.
What?
Falling fish.
No.
Through a window. See how I did that?
I fish and that doesn't Woo! Work.
Falling fish.
I can't do that.
A woman in Ohio is telling a fish story about one that got away. Thank you. From a bird. From a bird 35, huh? See how I did that? Come on. All night, baby. All night. And it hit her car right through the window, knocked her out. She's now dead.
Well, no.
Time
rewind,
of death.
Sorry.
Time of death, about 10 seconds after that bird dropped its fish.
Rewind, because I'm sure that's not how the story actually goes.
That's exactly how it goes. The story fell from the bird, damaged her car. It's a sheep's head.
If a sheep's head.
FYI.
I know what that is.
Of course
I know
you
what
do.
That is. Seriously, it's like this big and it's a drum and it's white and it has black stripes down it. And those are so fun to catch.
The lady says the impact felt like a brick hitting her Toyota's windshield.
Nice.
40 feet in the air. Fucking. Poosh.
I bet she was like a pelican. Is this out of Florida?
Ohio. Marblehead, Ohio.
Wait, Ohio?
Well, Ohio.
That's landlocked.
Blows my fucking mind, isn't it?
Sheep's head are down in the Gulf in salt water, unless there's like a freshwater sheep's head.
Maybe he got his dinner to go. Boom!
Oh, man.
This show is clean.
Now I take away with your money. I have
so
your
awesome.
Money. I leave now.
Hey, I need my money clean. Hey, I know a guy that does that. This
I
guy.
Clean.
This guy right here will cleanse your money. TheJamHole.com/donate. Or you can win this bad motherfucker, 120 gig iPod, at TheJamHole.com/contest.
And Red Fox, yes, Ohio has a great lake, but it is not
oh.
salt. It is not salt water. Sheep's head or saltwater fish. So I'm assuming that there must be a sheep's head that is in fresh water. So
I'm telling
if you look that up and tell me later, that'd be cool. Because the only sheep's head I know about is salt water.
He
so
took
go on.
Fish to go.
That is
all.
So crazy. So it hit
that's
her
all.
Car.
Fucking A,
driving.
Dude. Fucking
did
A.
Did it like break her windshield and shit?
Fucking A.
Did it kill her?
No. I mean, yes, in my life, in my mind it did. But no, it actually did not kill her. So anyway.
No, the Great Lakes are not salt water, Red Fox.
Excuse
you
me.
Need to
can
please
I
brush up on your geography.
Can I end the show now?
No. I'm mad at Red Fox right now.
Doesn't matter.
He just totally thought that the Great Lakes are salt water.
If you guys are new, thejamhole.com, that's where all
they're
our shit's
not.
At. You can email us, info@thejamhole.com, say hi. Sam listening, Sam from whatever. Say I just killed my fucking girlfriend because she's a huge pain in my fucking ass. Say whatever. We will talk to you guys Friday with a new fucking couch.
The new couch.
Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. I love you all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.